Let's go to Joshua chapter 6. Normally, I do my very best in the month of December to preach Christmas messages, and but when the Lord laid this on my heart yesterday, and I'm just telling you, it just spoke to me. Joshua chapter 6. Riley, I'm probably going to read the first five verses, and that'll probably be about it for time's sake. Amen. Most of us know the story. The children of Israel have come out of Egypt. They have wandered in the wilderness. Moses, their great leader, has died. God has put Joshua in charge of the children of Israel. Now they're facing their first major battle after coming out of the wilderness. And it's a battle. What most people at that time thought was insurmountable odds. Amen? But we know how God worked. Joshua chapter 6, verse 1. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And in the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, and all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straightway before him. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. God, I pray right now, Lord, you'd help us, Lord, as we try to preach this. God, I pray, God, most of all, you let the Holy Spirit speak to each and every heart in this building that might be watching on Facebook or YouTube. God, I pray, God, you let the Holy Ghost move. God, Holy Ghost, you do what I cannot do, God. God, and I pray, God, if there's one that's not saved, burden their heart, if there's one, Lord, if there's Christians that's going through trouble right now, God, help them. And we'll praise you. We'll honor you, God, for all you do. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Like I said, Israel has come across Jordan. They're facing something now. They're following God's will. And we understand something. As long as they followed the will of God, as long as they did exactly what God told them to, everything else worked out fine. Amen. As long as they were in the will of God. Let me ask you a question. Are you? Are you in the will of God? I mean, we could stop right now and have an altar call. You know, if you're not saved and you wonder why things are happening in your life, it's because you're not in the will of God. If you're a Christian and you wonder why things are falling apart, it's probably because you're not in the will of God. But we know as long as you follow in the will of God, we understand that God's going to work everything out according to his plan, amen. And if we're doing our very best this morning, and some of us are, amen, if we're doing our very best this morning, God's got a word for you right now. I want you to notice just a few things this morning. Number one, Israel had a problem. Amen. The Bible says, now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. The people of Jericho heard that the children of Israel were on the way. We know from studying the Bible that when they came in and they talked to Rahab the harlot, the spies, she told them, said, we've heard what your God did at the Red Sea. We know how your God moves. We know how your God defeats. And they were scared to death. But the Bible says there was a wall. Jericho at that time was known as the oldest city in the world. In Joshua's days, it was surrounded by a system of 2 massive stone walls. The outer wall was 6 foot thick and about 20 foot high. The inner wall was about 12 foot thick and about 30 foot high. Between the walls was a guarded walkway of about 15 foot wide. This was in the way of their victory. You got to understand something. If we're not careful, when we come into valleys sometimes, Brother Robert, all we see is walls. We don't see what God can do. They had a problem. Now, I understand this. As they were going through life, they come out of Jordan. They're shouting the victory. I mean, the Bible says that Joshua smote the waters, and the priests, when they entered into the waters, that the waters just rolled back. I mean, they're seeing miracles of God in their life. They're watching God do great things, and now all of a sudden, there's a wall. Ever been there in your spiritual walk? Amen. Some of us are facing problems this morning. Some of us are facing the loss of loved ones. Some of us are facing sick loved ones. Some of us are facing physical problems. Some of us are facing financial problems. Understand something. The problem is that we get our eyes on the wall and get our eyes off of the God that got us to the wall. Amen. What are you facing this morning? Everybody's facing something. What kind of wall is in your life? Some of y'all already, God's already pinpointed, God's already went in your spirit and put his finger directly on what I'm talking about this morning. Amen. Israel had a problem. Sometimes we come to church and we can put on our best suit, and we can put on our Sunday go to meeting clothes, and everything just look real good, and we still got a problem. Amen. I understand. We come into God's house and we can put on the show, but God knows exactly where you're at. God knows what you're going through. God knows what you're facing in your family. God knows what you're facing on your job. God knows what you're facing spiritually. God knows what you're facing physically. We all got a problem. But you got to understand something. Israel had a promise. Verse 2 says this, "And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor." They had a word from God. Joshua had already had a word from God. He said, "See, I have given." Y'all got to understand something. When you read, you need to some of y'all needed to pay attention in English a little bit more. See, I have given. That is past tense. My God, in God's mind, the wall had already failed. Amen. I have given. I have given. Understand this? God wants to comfort our hearts this morning. God wants to move in our lives this morning. God wants to give you comfort this morning about the wall that you're facing. As we face all these obstacles, we got God's promises on our side. God said that our weapons are powerful through God, 2 Corinthians chapter 10. God said in Isaiah chapter 54, no weapon formed against you can prosper. He didn't say that weapons would not be formed. He just said they would come to naught, amen. The Bible tells us that we have a promise that our battles have already been arranged. Romans 8:28, all things work to good to them that love the Lord, and who are the called according to his purpose. We have the promise that our ability might be limited only by our faith. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. We have the promise of a power in our day of battle. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, we have the promise of an ongoing victory. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we have a promise that we'll never fight alone. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, and Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, glory to God, I ain't in this by myself. I got a promise on my side, amen. As we face these things in our life, we need to learn to believe in God for our victories. Romans chapter 4, verse 21, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. Amen. What he promised, he's able to perform. He'll never bring me to a wall that he ain't going to get me over. Amen. He'll either pick me up, Tommy, set me over the wall. He'll give me the strength to climb the wall, or he'll just take his big old hand and push that wall down flat. Right. Let me just go ahead and tell you, scientists have already uncovered the wall of Jericho. Wes, and most scientists believe, and most scholars believe, that when the Bible says that God put the wall, that the wall sunk down into the dirt. Amen. The wall's still there. Come on. Oh, my Lord, how much. The wall's still there. But praise God, they didn't have to climb over it to get to the enemy, amen. God already moved. We've got promises, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him are amen, unto the glory of God. In other words, God said, I made you promises, and you don't have to worry about me telling you no. Every promise I've ever given you in this word, I'm saying yes to. I'm saying yea to. In other words, all you got to do is claim it, amen. Jesus didn't save you for you to be defeated. Huh? If Jesus saved all of us, Wes, and we're always defeated, then he ain't doing his job. You think about what I just said. Glory to God. I'm just telling you, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Israel had a problem. Israel had a promise. But glory to God, Israel had a partner. They didn't get there by themselves. Back up. We know that they were in bondage in Egypt. We understand that God sent Moses down there. Israel had a partner. God told Moses, he said, hey, just take that staff, touch that water, and the water turned to blood. God told Moses, he said, you just speak this, and all these plagues began to happen. God told Moses when they were leaving out, Brother Tony, when they got to the Red Sea, he said, lift up that rod. And the Bible says that the water just parted, and a million people went across, glory to God. And then when the Pharaoh tried to come in behind them, God drowned it all then, amen. I was just noticing something just a few weeks ago. I was reading some history. You know what they're finding now in the bottom of the Red Sea? They're finding chariots, and they're finding chariot wheels in the bottom of the Red Sea. Don't tell me my God ain't real. My God, I got somebody on my side, amen. And I'm glad I got all of y'all. I'm thankful, and I'm glad I got your back. I don't care what happens in life. I'll be there for you. But there's one that'll stand with you when I can't stand with you, and his name is Jesus. Amen. The Bible says in verse 3 through verse 5, God give them instructions on what to do. We got the battle plan. Amen. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. We got a partner, y'all. Understand, so we got, and as I was studying this, Brother Robert, my mind went back to Joshua chapter 5. And any of y'all that studied the Bible, you know what I'm getting ready to say. The Bible says that they had encamped. All the Israelite army was set up. And all of a sudden, somebody showed up. The Bible said, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it said the captain of the Lord of hosts. Now, I'm kind of putting it in my own words, Jackie. But the Bible says that Joshua come out and said, hey, whose side are you on? And the captain of the Lord of hosts, which was a pre-incarnate in the flesh, Jesus Christ, he said, I didn't come to take sides. I come to take over. Praise God. You got to understand something. He's on your side. He loves you. He didn't come to take sides. He come for you to take his side. They had a partner, amen. His name was Jesus. Whew. Matthew 28, verse 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always. Amen. Hebrews 13, verse 5. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. If you're saved, you listen to me. If you're saved this morning, you got a partner. It don't matter what the wall is you're facing. It don't matter how big it might look. It don't matter how insurmountable it might feel. But you got a partner on your side that said, I'll help you get across the wall. I'll move the wall. I'll take care of the wall. All you got to do is follow me. Amen. Follow me. Follow me. I've said this all my life. You do what's right, and God will take care of the rest of it. Amen. That's what the Word says. How many believe that this morning? Amen. That's what the Word says. Why do we lose sleep over things that God has already took care of? Amen. Why do we lose sleep over walls that God's, I have given? I have, it's past tense in his mind, Wes. He ain't losing sleep over it. You and I are the ones losing sleep over it. I'm just telling you right now, we got somebody on our side. And glory to God, I'm not worried about Washington. I'm not worried about Columbia. I'm not worried about who's in office. I'm serving one that was not elected, glory to God. He's always been on the throne. He's always sat on the throne. Amen. Ain't nobody going to knock him off. Israel had a partner. You think about this, man. What kind of weapons do we have? We got the Word of God. Amen. Let me go ahead and tell you something. The devil ain't scared of amazing grace. The devil will hum right along with you. But you start quoting scripture, he's got to go. The Bible also goes on to tell us all we have to do is resist. Resist. It didn't say you got to knock him out, Charlie. It didn't say you got to win. It just said resist and he'll flee. That's our weapons. We also got the weapon of prayer. Amen. God has promised that he will hear our prayers. Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 24. And it shall come to pass. Now listen to this. I like to fell out of my chair when I read this. And I've read it before. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. God knows what you get. God knows what you need already. He's already got the answer for you. All he wants you to do is admit that you need him. That's where most of us fall out. We want to, well, I got this. I tell you, I got, me and the doctors got this. Me and the lawyers got this. Me and my buddies got this. You ain't got nothing. Without God, you can't do anything. Amen? Amen. Those are the weapons. I'm just telling you, God has promised that he's going to hear us when we pray. Amen. He's already promised that. John 15, verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done unto thee. That's what the Bible says. Amen. Israel had a problem. Israel had a promise. Israel had a partner. And Israel prevailed. The Bible says on the seventh day that they marched around the city seven times. And when Joshua said, shout, they all began to shout when they blew on those trumpets. And the walls of the city fell down flat. They went in, conquered the city. The only ones that were saved out of that city was Rahab the harlot, whom they had to scarlet cord hanging out of her window. The scarlet cord is representative of Jesus Christ's blood. And if you go back to Genesis all the way through Revelation, that's where you find it. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. With God on my side, I cannot fail. Amen. With God on my side, I cannot be defeated. With God on my side, I cannot be, I don't know why my mind's going this way. I cannot be depressed with God on my side. I cannot be dejected with God on my side. I cannot be defeated with God on my side. What are you facing this morning? What's going on in your life that's got you like this? What's going on in your life that's got you doubting? What's going on in your life that's got you worried? What kind of walls are you facing right now? I look around and I could call names this morning, but I'm not going to do that. Of people that's facing walls like they've never faced before in their life. Struggles like they've never faced before in their life. And had it not been for God, where would you be? Think about that. What's going on with you? I mean, we've heard prayer requests of going to the oncologist this week. I don't know about y'all, but that's a wall. When they tell you that C word, I'm just telling you that that's a big one. Amen. We got marriages that's in trouble. We got folks that's struggling this morning because of issues that's going on. What kind of wall are you facing? Maybe you're here right now and you say, I never thought I'd face a wall this big. But guess what? Just a few years ago, you faced a wall and God pushed it down. And he's answered prayer for all of us, Tommy. He's answered prayer for all of us. And sometimes the prayer might not get answered like I want it to get answered. If you go back and study the Bible, God didn't just tear down every wall for them. Sometimes he let them do something. But he was always there. What's going on in your life right now? What kind of wall are you facing right now that you just need a little help from? You just need God to show up like he did in Joshua chapter 5 and say, listen, I didn't come to take your side. I come to take over. If you would bow your head.